Yes, Peggy, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah,
How
how
are
are you
you?
doing? I'm doing good. How are
Oh, I'm pretty
you?
good. It's hotter than blazes here, but we're surviving. Oh. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Okay. Yeah. So, do you have a good weekend?
Yes, I had a good weekend and happy 4th of July too.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. I'm tired today. I didn't do anything all weekend. It's just so hot here. It just knocks the sap out of you. So I made myself make a good lunch, and now I'm gonna relax for the afternoon after I talk to you guys. Godness.
Okay,
So,
Peggy. So, are you on your computer so that we can?
yeah, on both of them, whatever one you want.
Okay. So, are you on the
Which one?
The demo one, which we are making
Oh,
for you.
yeah. Okay, let's see here. Go on. I did go out and look at it a little bit, but then I got sidetracked. Where is it? Under there. My and under. Where's thunder? Oops. Oh. Okay, I'll have to go to the email, pick up the link. So you guys been busy?
Yes, a lot busy.
That's good. That's good. Okay, where are you? I know I got a link here somewhere. I know. Here. Demo. Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. I had to reboot. I finally figured out what was wrong with the computer. Why things weren't working. It was one drive that was kind of with Microsoft. It was kind of, well, maybe not corrupted, and maybe had too many cookies on it or something. So I had to delete it, and now everything's really working good. But now I have to make sure I save everything. And then. After I get this website done and everything, I'll just reload it again. Because it just kept wanting to put everything in OneDrive and pull it from there, and I just couldn't function. It just wouldn't let me open it. And it was so irritating because I had to go rebuild a lot of documents. I'm a little ticked off about that. So I think the improvements they made were more of a hindrance than they were improvements, if you know what I mean. Okay, come on, click on it. Here we go. Come on, talk to you. Talk to me. Not a suspicious link. Knock it off. Continue. Okay. Oh. Yeah, that looks pretty good. Okay. Okay, so I'm there. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? First page? Zoom.
Yes, I can hear you. There was
Okay.
distortion in the line. I'm not really sure
Sorry
about
about
that. Okay, so are you on the
Yeah, I
website,
know.
Peggy?
Yes, I am. Where do you want to
Okay.
start? At the home page?
Yeah, so on the home page, we have added the text on the banner. Then we have a contact button. Then we have three boxes. And then we have the current
Yep.
offers about Germany. And I guess there were no such changes on homepage. But if you go on destinations and the drop-down menu of Paris and London tours, so we have added the pictures of London, okay? And then,
No, that's there. That's not there. Destination still has that old thing. Those old pictures of cave, mountain, river, forest.
On which?
Special offers.
Okay, so you're on the homepage?
No, I'm on destinations.
Okay, so on the destinations, do you see a drop-down menu of my Paris and London tours?
Oh, that's what I have to click on. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, yeah, that looks good. With the Stonehenge. And London, okay. Righty. Yeah, this looks good. Because I wanted to put that under. Yeah, that turned out really good.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, on the pictures for the London tours, I only need one or three of them. You know, like when you look up your Dream of Paris tour, where the
uh-huh.
three pictures are?
Uh-huh.
I want to do that for London. I don't need all those other London pictures.
Okay, then you can, for example, like in the Paris tour, we have some specifications which are included in the price. So in the same way, you can have some specifications for London too, about the London tour.
Okay.
And we can write down that same content, and then we can keep any of the three photos from London on the website. And the rest of them, we can remove that.
Yeah, the rest of them you just put in the gallery, because that's probably where they came from.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
I wanted to look consistent. This
uh-huh.
is London, this is Paris, with three pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I sent you some verbiage for included in the price for London, but I don't think that transmission went through. So I'll redo that one. Let me make a note of that.
Okay.
Because it needs to sound like London, not Paris. So I can redo that because I got that on the laptop.
Uh-huh.
Or destination. Okay. Okay, so I'll do that. And then,
okay.
And
what are the next changes which you require on the website?
Let's see here. Now, some of the things that are under About Us,
mm-hmm.
that looks good. I choose, first time I saw Paris. Oh, down there at the bottom of after About Us,
uh-huh.
very bottom, which says "Let's join with us." That's
uh-huh.
that's not correct. That should be contact me for more. It says click for more information, but that "Let's join us" needs to be something else. Like maybe.
What do you think? What will be the verbiage over here?
That would be. Let me see. What did we said? We said independent. What do I want to say? Because that nice picture of the Stonehenge, we've used that twice. So maybe we might do, that's at the top, that's at the bottom, okay. And it's got Paris about it. I need to probably put a little verbiage in there about London.
Uh-huh.
I always get stuck when I get there because I have all these ideas, and then when I see it, it goes right out of my brain. I feel like such a dolt.
Whenever you have the ideas, just write it down on the note, and whenever we're on call, you can let me know those ideas, and I can execute those
yeah.
for you.
Let's put let's travel together to London.
Okay, let's travel together to London, right?
Yeah. Or better still, come along with Peggy to London. That's what I want to say.
Okay. Come along with Peggy to London.
Okay.
And this is on the About Us page at the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then can you fix those pictures a little bit? They're kind of distorted on that page. Like the pictures of the three people sitting at the table, me and two other people, it's kind of distorted. Can you fix that a little bit? And then the
on which page?
Right where we're at, on About Us.
Okay, so on the About Us page. Okay, yeah. The picture is a little bit stretched.
Yeah, it's kind of distorted. So just, and Jerry and Jackie Crawford Mac, that one's distorted real bad too. So that one needs to be fixed. And then I noticed that on the, it says Sarah on one of those things. Sarah does not exist, so you can remove that name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess they were the dummy reviews, so I'll remove the name Sarah.
Yeah. And then on the one picture that is with, come on back. Where it says St. Louis, Missouri, that picture that's next to it is not Paris.
Okay. Oh, which picture are you talking about?
Where it's right where we've been talking about, where the testimonies are,
mm-hmm.
and it says R Tour to Peggy, and it says St. Louis, Missouri. That picture that's next to it is not. That's a German town. That is not Paris. So you could just take, I don't know, one of them from the gallery, like maybe the.
I'll change the picture to any location from Paris.
Yeah, yeah. Like maybe one we haven't used before, like maybe that Jeanne d'Arc sketch.
Yeah.
The gold sketch of Jeanne d'Arc. That would be nice, because that would kind of break that up a little.
Okay.
Okay. Little things that I found, and I looked at it a while back, and then with the long weekend, I'm like, now what did I do? Okay. So that page should be really pretty much together. Yeah.
Okay. So these small changes, and then we'll be done with the About Us page too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and then on the gallery still has popular destinations and all that stuff that I don't sell. So those pictures don't need to be there. So
no,
the gallery
on the gallery, the pictures you sent me about the London and the Paris, they will be updated on the gallery section. However, there's a drop-down menu of European tours. So on European tours, there will be some different content and different images.
Oh, there we are. I got to click on that. Okay. I'm clicking on it. Come on, let me click on it.
Yeah, but right now the European tours won't work because you haven't provided me with the information of that.
Yeah, that's what I was fussing with the suppliers to get a really good download on that. And then the contact page, contact me is really good. Take out the Hotmail address.
Okay.
Email address, rather.
Okay, so will be only the email of travellady63@gmail.com.
Can you put the new email, which is comealongwithpeggy.com, or is that redundant?
No, we can do that. You can let me know what's the email.
I thought I got an email that said Peggy Eggery, comealongwithpeggy.com.
Get along.
Do I have that email?
I guess you don't have. I have your two emails. Or the one is the travellady63, and the other one is peggyeggers@hotmail.
No, take the Hotmail out because that's my personal email account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I thought I got I thought there was an email that came with the website, and it's comealongwithpeggy.com. And I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have that? I thought I had that in my notes. It said, yeah, you had an email account.
Yeah, I guess we will be creating that email for you. Well, when we are about to go live for your website, as you have the hosting server with us, so whatever emails you want, we will be creating that. For example,
because I did buy like the server thing or the domain name or whatever
exactly,
it was.
Exactly.
Okay. Now the only other thing that needs to be changed, and it's something that I got to do, go back to the home page and scroll down and see where it says current offers. I want to take Germany off because I'm really emphasizing Paris because I do Paris tours, and then I'll add other tours.
Okay.
That came from like a supplier, so that's why it looks so good. But what can I, if I send you some stuff, can you put that and make it my Paris tour?
Yeah, sure. Whatever information you send me. I'll replace that with Germany. For example, Germany will be removed. Instead of Germany, there will be Paris. Okay, and if people will click on View Details, it will take them to the other page where the content and the pictures will be related to Paris and everything.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I thought, well, here I'm talking about Paris and Germany pops up. And there's other things I want to sell, but right now what I really want to do is concentrate on a spring tour to Paris because I'm going in September. But then there are other things that I can sell, but I don't want to expand too fast. You know what I mean?
I understand. By the way, Peggy, how will you be marketing your business? Like, do you have some marketing teams, or are you applying some strategies on the back end? Like, how will you get new customers and new people to come on your website and go with you, come along with you on your, on their vacations?
With my host agency, TravelQuest, they have just upgraded to a new program that offers an email, marketing plan, where you can use that, and it has all the parameters set for travel information, and I can just send that out to my clients. I only got 25 clients.
I understand.
I'll just send that out, and that will be plenty for now, because then as we go along and I get a little bit better at what TravelQuest gives me and what Travel Leaders gives me, then I'll be able to tell you where to go as far as the next step.
Well, Peggy, what about we add something to your website and your website comes on the top searches of Google? For example, if someone comes on Google, okay, and they...
No, I don't need that right now. Eventually, I may do that, but right now, I don't need that, because all I need to do is be able to send out an email to... And see, when I first looked at it, I thought they were giving me an email address, but they weren't. What they were giving me was like a format to make, to put the offer and to put my information in and then send it to my clients. Now, I'm not going to do that very often, maybe once or twice a year, because I can't handle that much business, because it's just me. So once I
completely understand.
Yeah, and once that gets generated and everything, then I'll kind of look at what we're going to do with Google and so forth. Because with Travel Leaders, who is a, TravelQuest is under Travel Leaders, I already have something that locks me into keywords of travel. Like I specialize in, and I already have that in place, and I didn't know that. But I mean, I've been offline for 2 years, so I've been really scrambling to get caught up on everything.
I know. I completely understand. Okay, I, that was just a suggestion, to, because in the future you can have that too.
My email will drive everybody to the website, which is what I want to do, and use the website more, so I can not use Facebook quite so much. I may use it a little bit, but I really want to drive it to the website, because I'm such a niche market.
I completely understand.
I don't want to put on all the cruise lines and all the tours and tours to Africa and all that. So I don't need to put that on there. Where other people have, you know, everything from tours of Greece and the Mediterranean to, you know, safari, you know, down the Amazon. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't work that hard. I'm a child. So that, this is really looking good, and I'm pleased with it. Although it was a birthing process, let me tell you, making the decisions that you have to make, golly. So with these changes that, are going to happen now, do you anticipate, if, now, if I go live, when I go live, ta-da, I'm live and everything, I'm still working with, like, I only got about 4 suppliers that I work with, and I'm working on getting into their library that gives me flyers, current flyers and promotions, that I can put my logo and my email address and phone number and everything, and then put it on the website. Do I need to send that to you in order to get it put on?
Yeah, sure. You can send me the information, and I can put it on the website.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Because you have to go through, you know, once you sign up with these suppliers, they go, oh, yeah, you can do all this stuff, yada, yada, yada. But you go to it, and it's like, I don't know where what is. So you have to do, like, the little tutorial. And, you know, even though I only got four, you know, maybe 4 or 5 suppliers, I'm going out of my mind with how many tutorials I've done. And then along that line, with the tutorials that I do, that is credited to my Travel Leaders account and bumps me up even more. So I'm like, oh, my God, if I have to do another webinar, I'm going to scream. So I've had to pace myself on that a little bit, because that was much more overwhelming than I expected to be. And it's only because I've been out of the loop for 2 years and haven't been doing much, and I'm trying to do this website at the same time. So that's why I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Okay, no problem. However, Peggy, whatever changes you told me today, I'll get those changes done by tomorrow. And in the meantime, you can contact your suppliers, take the updates, and check your computer if it starts working so that you can send me the additional information about the Paris and the London tours. And from there, we can move forward.
Okay, because there's some really nice cruises that I want to offer, European river cruises that I want to offer for Christmas. I think they're already sold out. So I thought it was a good thing I didn't put that up there, because I am shocked at how much travel has just exploded. I mean, I feel like the cart is running and I'm running after it. So I thought, okay, let's not expand too much right now. Let's just go ahead and concentrate on getting maybe booking another tour for spring of 2023. If the creek don't rise and, they don't blow the place up.
Okay. Okay, then, Kelly, Peggy, let's talk tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, that'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. With the changes completed, and from there, we can move forward.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time, Peggy. It was nice talking to you.
Okay, well, you have a good one. Take it easy.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.